Hello, this is Tracy Fitzpatrick, and I'm interviewing macro scheduler user Phil Lewis, a network specialist with Siemens. Hi, Phil. Thank you for joining us.
Hi.
So, Phil, I know one of the things we can't do is necessarily talk about the specific Siemens client that you're using the macro scheduler for, but we're saying that it is an extremely large worldwide corporation that everyone is familiar with. So enough said there. And so maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you're using the macro scheduler for that client now.
Okay. Well, in simple terms, we manage a DNS DHCP environment for a Class A network. And in order to do that, we have distributed DNS DHCP servers dotted around the world at approximately 300 locations.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Those servers, over time, have standard monitoring on them, et cetera, but we've over time been asked to collect different levels of information from the servers, and that has proved in the past very difficult to do sometimes. These requests can be ad lib. Suddenly one day we will get a request to say how many queries are coming into a particular server or a number of servers within a given global region, and so to collect this information can be very difficult. One of the reasons it's difficult is because we don't choose to keep a hired professional on site who is a programmer just for this purpose, and therefore it's that naturally would be very expensive to do. So From my point of view, I started looking around at different options, and I came across Macro Scheduler. And as someone that had up until I came across Macro Scheduler, never been able to program or very little understanding of programming, after downloading the demo and starting to use it, I found it extremely easy to use and very flexible.
Okay.
But the important thing it gave me was the ability to capture information from these 300 servers globally, bring them back to a central point, and then write short scripts that could extract the information that I was looking for.
Okay. So it sounds like you were able to be extremely nimble because of the macro scheduler.
That's right.
And you're able to do this without hiring a full-time programmer. And can you tell me approximately, you know, sort of ballpark, how much would it cost you to employ a full-time programmer where you're at?
Probably between $65,000 and $85,000 a year, U.S.
Wow. Okay. So that's a considerable amount of money that you're able to save. And, you know, is there also a considerable amount of time that you're able to save by using the macro scheduler?
There is. From my perspective, sometimes I'll be asked the question, I need to get information to be able to transfer that information to someone else and get them to fully understand what I'm looking for. Can be very difficult. A, because if I get a generalized programmer, they're not always fully conversant with DNS or DHCP.
Uh-huh.
And I have to then start teaching them to where on the individual servers to collect the information from, what to turn on to get that information. And really, it's a mini class in what we do. And just that on its own can be very time-consuming and tedious. So this allows me to be able to quickly design a small script to be able to go and get the information I want. The other thing that I found that it does is it, and I say this, with the recent advent of Sarbanes-Oxley, mm-hmm. regulations have come in that have made security much, much more important than it ever was before, and how we handle that security. And that can be something as easy as changing passwords.
Uh-huh.
to where someone will say, we need to change passwords on these 300 servers very quickly.
Oh, now,
traditional
okay.
methods of doing that can take up to 24 hours.
Especially on 300 servers, and you're dealing with the different time zones and all that, right?
Right.
So I would think that would add some complexity.
It does, but I can tell you that running a small script in Mecca Schedule, I can do that within 35 to 45 minutes globally.
Okay.
Which really helps us considerably.
Okay, with the SOX regulations. Well, that's
right.
Great. So you're able to be much more efficient, it sounds like.
That's right. That's
Wonderful.
Right. With such a large company, you know, before I had this, if I didn't have a programmer, I'd have to put a change control in. I would have to go through someone else and get approvals and then go off to one of the general programmers that would kind of get round to it. And by the time they did, any information we needed had been lost.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to do this has proved a huge benefit for me. I mean, quite honestly as well, from a personal point of view, it kind of puts a good light on me because people upstairs say, wow, this guy can get this information really quickly.
People love that, especially in a company that large. If they know, hey, we just got to go to Phil and he can move quicker than quick.
Right.
That's great.
With DNS queries and that kind of thing, we've got something like, we could have maybe 1,000 queries a second coming in on any particular server.
Mm-hmm.
So someone says to me, the radio servers went out on Tuesday, or they've gone out yesterday. We don't know why. We need to investigate what's actually going on. I have to move pretty quickly to get that information before it's lost.
Uh-huh.
And those are the type of things they give to me. I'm sort of last resort. Why did something break?
Mm-hmm.
And I go and dig in. And so being able to pick up this information and then write a small query to go and say, count all numbers of queries that came from this device between 8 and 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of information would you be looking for there?
Whether there had been a rogue device on the network.
Okay. That's what I was thinking that was it, but I wanted to just...
Well, we have wireless users around the world, and they come in through radio servers. A couple of weeks ago, the radio servers were being hit with 2,000 objects a second, and
mm-hmm. something's
and
up.
It caused a major outage. And when we talk about major outages, we talk about millions of dollars being lost per half hour. And so these things are going to get fixed real fast. And someone will say, "Well, you know, what's actually happening here?" And I go start digging in to find out what the radio server is trying to connect to, how is it trying to connect, and start to break down a pattern to where things are going wrong. And so I might go back, and as I did in this case, and said to them, well, you know, I can show you here that through this given period of time, the radio server was not communicating with the DNS structure, and as such, had gone into a negative cache state and was refusing your queries, which is why they weren't getting processed. So it was the actual underlying operating system that held the radio server and work it out for them, basically.
Well, Phil, thank you very much for your time. Now for our audience, if you found this macro scheduler story useful, you may like to listen to our other user story podcasts by visiting our website at www.mjtnet.com. If you have a story of your own you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email to sharemystory@mjtnet.com. Phil, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.